You're always in our minds, in our hearts, and in our thoughts. Your light forever shines with a million watts. Your body may be gone, but you'll never be forgot. Your light is shining on with a million watts.
Picture this, a young kid, and I didn't know him when he was younger, but I'm told he had a fire, and I'm told he had a hunger, engine gunning, mind running like he's running in a race. He was chasing after knowledge, but he was also being chased. Kid discovers software, teaches himself to code. Soon there's not a single programming language he doesn't know. Graduates from high school, getting six-figure offers, but he wants to be a scholar. He decides to go to college. So he comes to my school. I'm a senior, he's a freshman. His innocence, his intellect, they make an impression. His genius and his passion, they're palpable, they're visible. First month of classes, he joins every co-curricular, like the school paper. Yours truly is an editor, joins my little team of writers. Now I guess I'm like his mentor. He's a genius, I told you, but he writes like a child. What I mean is, with a sense of wonder, eyes open wide, reporting on his stories like they're brand new discoveries, buzzing around campus like a hyperactive bumblebee. So yeah, you can bet it took the legs out from under me when some kids found his body back campus swinging from a tree. Fuck me. Noticed how grief is contagious? Kids who'd never even met him have tear-stricken faces. We hold a memorial, the whole student body is crying. His parents are there too, they took the time to fly in. They say this was tragic, but not wholly unexpected. See, our beautiful boy, he had a history of depression, so everyone who knew him kinda knew where this was headed. But it's okay, cause now he's up in heaven. Wait, the heaven your religion erected? The religion he explicitly rejected? The church he never felt a home in, he always felt alone in, but now that he's dead, now he's accepted? Well, forgive me, O Lord, for my disdain. For a church that only prays for souls already beyond the grave, but I'm not being fair. His parents cared, they were in pain. They lost their son, they said what they had to say. Anyway, I blamed myself for a while, sometimes I still do. But other folks who knew him probably do too. I wonder if I'd known, could I have changed how things would turn out? But a million watt bulb, I guess, is bound to burn out.